Welcome, everybody, back to the NFL Hard Hit, previewing the 2021 NFL season and week one of the NFL season this week. My co-host today is Kenneth. How are you?
I'm good.
It's going to be, the season starts tomorrow. Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smart every Wednesday night after AEW Dynamite, and they'll be talking about Raw, all wrestling. That will be about 10:20 Eastern time. And then every Friday night, they'll do the Hollywood Hangout. Last Friday, they did Draft Day. It was Smart and Bossman, and I forgot the other dude's name, but it was, from what I listened to so far, it's pretty good. This week, I'm not sure what they're doing, but yeah, listen to them on Mr.com/Rashid Dudes or Mr.com/Hollywood Hangout every Wednesday for wrestling and every Friday for movie night. And then listen to us every Friday night on the Unscripted Wrestling Show here on the Everything Unscripted podcast. This Friday we'll be doing Monday Night Nitro, September 9th, 1996. Tomorrow's the 25th anniversary. This is the episode where people thought the Sting would turn and join the NWO. So we'll be doing that this Friday, and then Saturday is the Unlimited show with me, Daniel, and Doug. Not sure what time this week. And then every Sunday, and Mindy and Daniel will do our own Scary Cat. So this is to them every Sunday night, every Saturday, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So, Kenneth, what do you want to start with?
Well, we can just start in week one. I mean, I'm not sure about you, but I have been watching a lot of sports network, especially watching Undisputed in the morning. And it seems that I want to get your ideas of what you think about the Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys as the kickoff game. Do you think this game was meant for an NFL kickoff, or out of all the home teams the Buccaneers should have played, they should have played someone else tomorrow instead of the Cowboys?
Yes, I can see why they put Dallas, but why put an NFC East team against Tampa Bay when NFC East is horrible? I would have put, let's see, who's on their schedule this year that they could have put. Let's see. Do you think you should have put Dallas?
No, I would actually, you know, if I was going, I'd rather see Washington. Day or two. If it wasn't, Washington was a quarterback away from being in Tampa Bay on Super Wild Card weekend. I want to hold to that fact. That defense had Tom Reed, who did what he could do. The offense couldn't carry that defense. I mean, the defense gave them the game. The offense was the one, you watch the wild card game, was the one who really just couldn't move the ball. And you can't really blame that. You had a rookie quarterback starting his first game and on a wild card against Tom Brady and nearly beat him.
Looking at the schedule, I would have picked either the Bills at home or the Saints at home. That's the two teams I would have had them face. But the Bills were in the AFC Championship game, and the Saints were the best team last year in regular season, and that's a rivalry. So,
yeah.
That's the game I would have started with. What do you?
If I had to choose, I would number one pick if I had to choose an NFC East team, I would definitely pick Washington over Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
But I want to enjoy tomorrow, though. I want to enjoy watching all these Cowboys fans get put underground week one.
I'll say it right now. I think the Buccaneers win 35-7. So I'll say it right now on air.
Mm. Oh no! Yeah.
I think they're gonna destroy them.
I expect a beautiful Dallas beatdown tomorrow.
Exactly. They'll get a late touchdown to banish the shutout, but I expect the Buccaneers to come out and just pound them from start to finish.
Yeah. I should have bet this. One guy did come to my job saying that Dallas was going to win tomorrow. I should have got like an easy $100 out of this dude.
Yeah, that's easy. Probably easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to the next game, do you want to talk? The schedule change and stuff? There's 17 games now this year. All
right. Yeah. So, as you would know, there's like 17 games. The preseason was shortened to just 3 weeks to accommodate the extra game.
Yep.
Also, I think when the playoffs start, it's not going to be like it was last year with wild card weekend when you have three games Saturday and three games on Sunday. I think this year, super wild card weekend is actually going to be like an NFL weekend where the first game, they're thinking about making it into a Thursday night game. You're going to have your two wild card games. Yeah, you have your two wild card games on Saturday, your two wild card games on Sunday, and then you want to have your a Monday night wild card game.
Wow.
Football.
And it's the same format as last year, 7 teams, right?
Yeah, 7 teams. But it was supposed to do it, but since the season, they want to conjunct it with the college football playoffs, so that's why they did it the way they did it. But now that college football playoffs should be done with, hence why. That's the rumors. That's what they wanted to do. I think they're going to look into doing that. We'll find out when the playoffs actually come if they stick to that idea or not. But
yep,
it is going to be some ways worries about that because if whoever plays that Monday night game is not going to be eligible to play that Saturday.
They'll probably play that Sunday, right?
Yeah, so I guess whoever's going to have that bye or whoever match up the bye is going to make the schedule kind of weird time. Because they want whoever's playing, however you do the seedings, these match up. They want to try to make it so give me a fit to give them a rest. You're going to still have that one team with home field. So I guess the home field will be on that Sunday on a divisional round. But yeah.
Yep. And then. There's NFL COVID rules where a team can forfeit a game if they can't reschedule it, right? From what?
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Since now you have the vaccine, there are players that are not vaccinated who refuse to get vaccinated. So if you wind up catching COVID and they can't reschedule the game, your team will automatically forfeit that game.
Yep. And they have to reschedule it. Is there a week in between the playoffs and the regular season ending? How is that?
It's going to be, we're going to have the week, and then it's going to go right to the wild card weekend like he usually does.
So there's no makeup week for teams that?
They don't play on during a makeup week.
They say if you can't reschedule it, you forfeit. And if you're the reason why your team can't play, then your team will forfeit. You will catch an L by draw and forfeit the game. Meaning, that's why they're saying it's a very important put. They want players to get these vaccinations done. I think Tampa Bay is the only team that's actually fully vaccinated out of the whole NFL.
I thought the Patriots were too.
No, Patriots, I think some players, defensive players of the Patriots are not vaccinated.
Okay. I know Cam Newton wasn't, right? I believe Cam Newton wasn't. Yeah. So if a team can't, they have to field how many players in order to be able to play? Or
yeah.
How many players it's considered they can't play?
I mean, if you don't have enough players to play, your team will just forfeit the game.
Yeah, just forfeit.
You can't reschedule it. Rescheduling is not part of the they're not going to try to reschedule games like you did last year. Okay, so I doubt you're going to see a Tuesday night game, Wednesday night game, Friday night. Well, we're going to have
exactly.
A Friday night game this year.
Try to move games to, like, Tuesday night, or if you can't play
that's
Sunday, you can't play Sunday, or whenever you're scheduled.
If you can't, that's the landing looking for there. That's the reason why they put it in the forfeit rule. If you don't want to get one thing to not get vaccinated, but if you're not vaccinated and your player wind up coming down there, the reason why your team can't play, you basically cost your team a win.
Yep. And it could cost you a playoff spot at the end of it. Let's say the Green Bay Packers had to forfeit, comes down to one game, and it was that game that they had to forfeit. That would suck.
Yeah.
So, with that said, we'll move on to, you have any more thoughts on the Tampa Bay and Dallas game tomorrow?
I think that's the best way to open up my NFL season. This is the best way to
exactly.
Open up my NFL season over there. I think Skip Bayless.
I think
the Cowboys president is even crying about this game. About he's saying he's not real. So when I see that, it makes me happy.
Exactly. Same with me. Let's go talk about the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. Probably that's a good opening weekend game. The Bills coming off an AFC championship game appearance. The Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a tale of two seasons, basically. They were the last undefeated team last year. And as soon as they lost, the wagon fell off. The wheels fell off the wagon. And, yeah. And then there was questions that if Big Ben was going to retire or not. He's coming back. This could be his last season, possibly. They replaced James Conner with Najee Harris, rookie from Bama. So what are your thoughts on this game? I think it's going to be a very good game for both teams. I think Pittsburgh has some revenge for them.
Well, yeah, this is the big ring. I want to call it a revenge game. It's kind of hard to say, like, week one, these games are all met for, like, revenge, playoff seedings. I see this is as a potential playoff seeding game, because it's going to wind up and might come down. Wild card or division title-wise, this game for both teams. a defensive battle. I'm looking forward to seeing a rookie, a rookie running back. One thing I will have to say, I did watch a lot of the preseason. Preseason this year was not the same like it used to be. Usually you get in the four games, you get enough time to watch. I don't think three games is enough to watch or evaluate players or stuff, because to me it's a rush evaluation, especially when in the preseason you take away overtime too. Which I understand why they take away overtime, because you don't want no players getting hurt. And then, but at the same time, it's like you take away overtime, you cut away a game. How much time do you need to show these players to show you I am the right one to play on your team?
Exactly. I thought the preseason was, I didn't watch any of it, but I thought it was interesting this year. A lot of the starters played. A lot of the starters didn't play for teams. A lot of quarterbacks didn't play. Jalen Hurts only played, one game?
Yeah.
A quarter and a half? A half a game? Is that?
He played two quarters. Two drives.
Two quarters, yeah.
No, two drives.
He was supposed to play the second, but he got stomach flu. And then you got guys like Aaron Rodgers and all the veteran quarterbacks that didn't play. So it was a weird preseason where there was you didn't see a lot of starters, especially quarterbacks that didn't play. Is there going to be a lot of rust factor? Who knows? I mean, Brady played, right? Brady played.
Brady played the last game.
Okay. Yeah, I think this could be the game of the weekend. I think this is going to be a close game. It's always close between these two. I think Buffalo wins this one in a tight game.
Yeah.
Who do you?
I'm going with Buffalo to win this one. Close game.
Yeah, I think
31-28.
Yeah, I like that. I'll say 27-20. I see Josh Allen and Big Ben go off this week. Next game. The Vikings and Bengals. This should be interesting. It's the return of Joe Burrow, the rookie sensation. He was going to be Rookie of the Year before he tore his ACL last year. He looked fantastic before his ACL injury. I actually think the Bengals could be a little sneaky this year, especially with that offense. They have a bunch of weapons. You have Higgins. You have Jamar Chase. You have Todd Boyd. You have Joe Mixon. Offensive line could have to improve, but besides that, they have weapons for Burrow.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals can win this game in the close game.
Yeah. Say it too. I want to go with Minnesota to win this, though. I think Minnesota's more experienced, better team overall.
Yeah.
I think Dalvin Cook's going to have a great game. Oh, I think Minnesota wins this one in a runaway.
I'm going to say 23-20 Bengals. Now the 49ers and Lions. You may think I'm crazy, but I think the Lions could upset the 49ers here.
I believe it too.
Okay. Everybody's on the Niners.
I think that's part of the reason I'm looking at the Lions, and I want to look at the Rams differently this year. people thinking because of the big trade for Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff that they say you have the Lions bringing in. I think Jared Goff is a good quarterback. He's going to be a good leader. I think he can lead this to the playoffs and probably get him a playoff win.
Yep.
I will say.
Hey.
I agree with it.
What are you saying?
And depending on how they're playing, if they stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jared Goff is going to be good in Detroit. I think people give him shit for not performing in L.A. But this is a redemption for him, like just like Carson Wentz, but we'll get to him later. I think both of them have something to prove. Both of them got traded this season, and they were both part of that same class, 1 and 2. So I think Jared Goff has something to prove. And Jared Goff has played San Francisco every single year since he got in the league. So he knows San Francisco. So.
Yeah.
I think Detroit gets the upset here. I think they win 20-17.
Yeah. I think Detroit wins a close one, 5-3. I see 19-16.
And the 49ers are not starting. Niners are starting Jimmy G, right?
Right.
Yeah. Not starting the rookie yet.
Right.
So, we'll see what San Francisco is going to be. I think people may be overrating them a little bit, but we'll see. Let's see. How about, speaking of the Carson Wentz, let's go to that game. Seahawks and Colts. It's official. Carson Wentz is starting week one. Frank Wright made that announcement today. He's starting week one.
Excellent.
Yeah, nobody thought he would be even ready for week one. Everybody thought he would probably come back mid-season, if that. He only took, 5 weeks to recover from that foot injury. He didn't have surgery, did he? I forget.
He did have surgery, yeah.
Okay. So he had surgery, and he's still coming back even earlier than expected, and he's going to play in week one. We're going to see what Carson Wentz can do in the new uniform under Frank Wright again. We're going to see the 2017 version of Carson Wentz. We shall see. I'm in the minority. I think he's going to bounce back this season. I think he has something to prove, just like Jared Goff. And I think he's going to lead the Colts to a division title. So I think the Colts will beat the Seahawks 27-21.
I do agree with the whole Carson Wentz thing. This is going to be a statement year for Carson Wentz. He finally got what he wanted. He got out of Philadelphia. He got out of Doug Peterson. I do blame Carson Wentz for Doug Peterson not being in Philadelphia today.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I mean,
exactly.
That whole, it was a mess.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that, I will say the reason why I say I do blame Carson Wentz because I think he wanted him out of, he was expecting to be in Philadelphia. So they gave him what they want. And Nick Sirianni's office of coordinator. After he got to get, and then he finds his way still out of Philadelphia. After Doug Peterson lost his job, and he gets to Frank Wright in the first place. I figured if you wanted to go to Indianapolis, trade him. There was no reason to let Doug Peterson go. Those two did not mix so well together. They didn't have two similar ideas, but I can't. I didn't think that was. It wasn't a good ending. The whole situation didn't work well.
It was a hot mess. Did Doug Peterson deserve to be fired? That's debatable, I guess. In one hand, he did. In another, he didn't. I mean, it was just a bad, bad season. So, frustration from wins to hurts to all the debacle, play calling and all that. It was just a hot mess last year. You and me know that, Eagle fans. So, we talked about that last year. I'm sure Doug Peterson will find another job sometime, someday. But it's a Nick Sirianni show now. The Jalen Hurts show now. It's a new era of Eagles football. Who would have thought after 4 years we'll be talking about a new head coach and a new quarterback after we won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years ago we won the Super Bowl. And here we are talking about a new coach and a new quarterback. Nobody, who's left on the team from the Super Bowl in office? Miles Sanders? Is he even drafted yet?
No, he wasn't drafted yet.
Oh, wow. No, Alshon Jeffrey, he's gone. So basically it's only...
Nobody.
Yeah, it's only Jason Kelsey, Zach Ertz, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Brand. Who am I missing? It's only five,
no,
right?
That's about it. Yeah, it's only five players left.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Five players left in the Super Bowl team. Wow. Well, since we're talking about the Eagles, I guess we should go talk about it. That game, though. What was your prediction for that Colts game?
I want to go close with win in the defensive battle.
We both have the Colts winning. Let's talk about this Eagles game and Falcons game. What are your thoughts on the week one and the upcoming season for our Eagles?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm marking it, Eagles will win the East this year.
You think they're going to win the East?
They will win the East.
Okay.
The facts, the record has shown, the last time the Eagles won, finished last in the division, the following year, they won it.
That's fair.
No matter what. And our last Super Bowl came when he finished last place in the division.
I actually, on the opposite, I think last year left a bad taste. I don't have faith in this organization right now until they prove otherwise again. I have them at 5 or 6 wins. I hope they prove me wrong, which they probably will. Yeah. But if they prove me wrong, then I'll eat my words and I'll come on here and say they proved me wrong. But I have low expectations for the season, but I'm going to enjoy the season, see what Hurts is about, and see if they can prove me wrong. I actually think Washington or Dallas can win the division. People are underestimating Washington. That front seven is.
I'm not sure. I think, see, what happened is, I think the division will split. Everybody will get 3 wins in that division.
You think it's going to be a close race between the 4 teams? So.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see each of them winning about 7 to 10 games. 7 wins could win this division. You think so?
Yeah. So I'm looking at the Eagles schedule. I want to tell you guaranteed losses. They're guaranteed to lose week 4 against Kansas City. Week 6, their first Thursday night football game in a while against Tampa Bay. I think they're going to split Washington games.
Now, Washington owns us. We haven't beat Washington two seasons, I think.
No, it's just one season. That was last year.
How?
Last year was the first sweep in a while. Split Washington. Let's see. And I feel something's going to get away. Like, they have an easy schedule. To tell you the truth, they have the easiest schedule in the league. The Eagles have the easiest schedule in the league.
There.
No, it's a fact. When they did the schedule rankings, the Eagles are voted number one, the easiest schedule in the league.
Wow. That's saying a lot, but I don't know if it's that easy.
Team, I can see them going 12 or 13 wins.
How many wins do you have them, 12?
That's a healthy team. They can go 12 or 13 wins.
Wow. Looking at it now, there's winnable games here. I think they're going to split with every team in the division. That's 3-3. I think they lose on Sunday. You think they lose Sunday or
no.
win?
No. They're going to win Sunday. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of Atlanta.
Huh?
I'm not afraid of Atlanta. They have no more Julio Jones over there. Who do they have over there? Nobody. They got Mike Davis and some dude named Kyle Pitts. Who was supposed to be
Ridley.
The star tight end of the NFL. Huh? Ridley is no...
Ridley and Pitts.
There's no... Okay. Pitts is a joke. I've seen Pitts in the preseason. He was all way overhyped in the draft. I'm sorry. Pitts was a joke.
I'm a Pitts guy. I love Pitts.
He did not impress me in the preseason whatsoever. They make me say, we have to worry about Kyle Pitts. Everybody said, yeah, Eagles, no. I don't want Kyle Pitts. I wanted my boy Devontae Smith. I got Devontae Smith. I'm happy about my draft pick. I got my wide receiver.
Don't forget Calvin Ridley. He's a man now.
And then we have Slay. I say Slay will have everybody. He's going to be at lockdown, number one, shut them down corner. They have no Julio Jones there. Calvin Ridley is still wet behind the ears when he goes against Darius Slay. I'm sorry.
So you have the Eagles winning by how much?
Yes, I do. I got the Eagles winning 30-14.
Oh, wow. I have the Falcons winning 24-20. I don't think we play well in Atlanta either. History shows that we don't exactly play good in Atlanta, whether the Atlanta Falcons are. But I hope we do win. That's for sure. I'm not betting against or picking the Eagles. Every time I pick the Eagles, they lose. Every time I pick against them, they win. So, go figure.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you think Hurts is going to do this season? Then we'll move on to the next.
I think Hurts is going to have a good game. I'm looking for that Hurts-Smith connection all week, all game long.
I hope so. I mean, I drafted him in my fantasy, but as my backup behind Kyle Murray. Any more thoughts on the Eagles game?
No.
We'll do some rapid fire. So, what time is it? Cardinals and Titans. This should be another good game. Kyle Murray, Ryan Tannehill, both teams. I think they're going to be very good this season. I think the Cardinals win the NFC West. I like them over the Rams this year, but it's going to be close between those two. I wasn't high on Kyle Murray his rookie season, but now I'm a big fan. I think he impressed me last year. I think he could be, this could be a great season for him. He was injured last year at the end of the season, but really impressed by Kyle Murray. I think he is an elite quarterback that can take the next step.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Tennessee to win this one. I think Kyle Murray is still wet behind the ears. Tennessee is a more experienced team. And who on Arizona's defense is going to stop Derrick Henry?
Nobody.
I think we're going to have a lot of little children playing against Derrick Henry this Sunday on the Cardinals.
It's win two, but I think it's going to be a very good game. I think a lot of people are looking past this game. I think this is another game of the week candidate. I have the Titans winning 23-16, so I like both teams this year, so we'll see. It's going to be a good game. What else did we miss? Chargers in Washington. We talked about Washington earlier. I think that front seven is going to be a factor against the second-year guy in Hubert. I think this might be a sophomore slump for him this year. He was hyped last year. He was very good last year when he came in. I think he's going to struggle this year. I don't think he has enough weapons in L.A. And I think that front seven is going to get to him this year. We get to them this game. And I see Washington winning 17-7. I think they're going to hold Chargers to 7 points.
I believe. Well, I do agree. I think Washington will win this game, a close one. Do you think? I want to say Washington wins by a total of 24-21 and a defensive struggle. It's going to come out to a defensive stand at the end. That's why.
That front seven, would you say that's the best front seven in football?
Young? No. I want to say it's the best, just.
I'll be Washington, Tampa Bay, and the Rams.
No, I don't think.
I mean, anytime you have Aaron Donald.
I mean, you have. I'll give you probably Tampa Bay and the Rams, but Washington's not there yet. Yeah, I don't know. You have to come at me later.
Okay. The Jets and Panthers. Sam Darnold facing his first game as a Panther, is facing his old team. I think he's going to come out. He's going to come out firing for this game. He wants to stick it to the Jets like no other quarterback has before. Because I think they fucked him over. Not fucked him over, but they screwed him when they didn't give him enough weapons and stuff. So, because I think Sam Darnold is actually a good quarterback. I just think he just was on the wrong team. So I think Sam Darnold is going to come out and stick it to the Jets. I think the Panthers win in a rout. I'll say 31-6.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Sam Darnold will get the win against the Jets. The Jets, to me, want to be, I think, what? They are starting their rookie, that rookie Zach Morris or whatever his name, that guy.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
I think he's going to be good, but I don't think he's going to be
good right away. We'll get this in a runaway.
I think it's going to be the blowout of the week. It's like tomorrow. Houston Texans. There's not much to say about here. These are probably the two worst teams in the NFL. Jags could be better than we think, but Texans are going to be the worst team in the NFL. Do you agree with that? Or is it going to be...
I say between the Jets and the Texans, they're going to battle it out for the number one spot.
I think Trevor Lawrence is going to go in there and have a good game. His first career NFL game, number one overall pick this year. I'm hyped to see him play. I'm a big Trevor Lawrence guy. So I think the Jags win, I'll say 20-7, 21-7.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think the Jags are going to score points this year. But I think they have Deke Robinson. They have some weapons on the outside. They have some good weapons. So, Browns and Chiefs, another game of the week. I think this is the redemption year for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes pissed from last year, losing the Super Bowl. I think you're going to see pissed off Patrick Mahomes this year. I think he's going to run away with the MVP. I think the Chiefs had a chance to actually go undefeated. I'll say that on record right now. I think we're going to see a different Chiefs team this year. So, with that said, I think the Chiefs win, obviously. If I think they might go undefeated. Hello?
Yeah. So, I want to say it's going to be a closer game. You do have to realize that the Browns nearly did beat the Chiefs in the playoffs last year. So,
yeah, they did. I think the Cleveland's going to be good this year.
It's not
going to
be a cakewalk. The Browns are not like the Browns of, like, 2-3 years ago, the 0-16 and 1-15 and 2-14 rounds. These are actually a good Browns team. I think the Browns is in contention and is in the running to have to win the North. So it's going to be a close game. I don't think Kansas City's going to embarrass the Browns, but I do expect to see a good game from it. But Kansas City will win.
Yeah, I think 34-24 Chiefs. I think the Browns keep it close. I like the Browns this year, actually, which, you know, from recent years, I've hated on them. But this year, I'm actually high on the Browns this year. They impressed me last year.
Yeah.
I mean, considering I have a couple Browns on my fantasy team, so that's probably why, too. I have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Odell, so I'm hoping they do good. Dolphins and Patriots. Patriots starting Matt Jones. They released Cam Newton a couple weeks ago. Dolphins are starting Tua. Era has begun. I say the Patriots win the close one.
telling you, releasing Cam Newton was the worst thing the Patriots are going to want to regret. I don't think this man, Matt Jones, is wet between the ears. He's not ready to be a leader of this Patriots Bill Belichick thing. I'm thinking the Dolphins, it's going to be one of the things they're going to regret doing.
You see the Dolphins,
It's the Dolphins will win this, and it's going to embarrass the Patriots. Embarrass. To embarrass them.
Okay. Let's do some rapid fire because we have like 10 minutes left. Packers and Saints, two great teams here. The Drew Brees-less era has been starting. It's Jameis Winston era now for at least 1 year. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out. This is supposedly his last year in Green Bay, maybe in the NFL. Cool. I think he's going to have a good season, too.
Well, and to quote Aaron, this is what everybody's calling the last dance of Green Bay. The Michael Jordan.
I think Green Bay comes out.
Aaron Rodgers is calling this the last dance in Green Bay. So I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to cook and he's going to beat up on the. It's going to go out with a bang.
Exactly.
And
I think Green,
thing too, this game is not in New Orleans. This game is in Jacksonville. Yes, it is.
Because of Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, I don't think New Orleans might not be able to play until probably the middle of the season back till New Orleans.
Wow. Well, thoughts and prayers to everybody in New Orleans and. And everybody who was affected by the storm last month, second in our area. Thoughts and prayers to everybody. We have three more games, and then we'll wrap it up with some last minute predictions for the season. Broncos and Giants.
Yeah.
I think Giants win this one in a close one. Probably like 17-14.
Sounds about right. I like that score, so I want to agree with you with there.
The Rams and Bears, Sunday Night Football, the first Sunday Night Football game of the season. I think the Rams are going to come out and destroy the Bears. I think they win 38-10, something like that. Rams, Stafford's going to have an amazing year.
Come out, first game of the season. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Do
not think it's going to be a blowout. No, it's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a close game. Don't sleep on that Bears defense like that, yo. Don't disrespect the Bears defense like that. That's showing a lot of disrespect there.
What?
Don't do that.
Well, I hope it's not a blowout because that's a better defense than one of my fantasy teams.
Just because Stafford got a new head coach doesn't mean no. He's still Matthew Stafford going against the same old Chicago Bears that make him look like a trash when he was with the Detroit Lions.
That's true.
I won't be surprised. The only thing I'm not liking is the quarterback situation. But then again, I don't know. When do you start Justin Fields? I like Justin Fields better than Andrew Dalton, but I understand why he's sitting though.
Yeah, exactly. I like Justin Fields too. No, we don't have no doubleheader this year on Monday Night Football. That's the first time in what, like 4 years?
Yeah, well, that's because of the new TV deal, too.
Ah, okay.
Coming out.
Is it true that Peyton Manning and Eli are doing Monday Night Football this year?
No, they're not doing Monday Night Football this year.
Oh, okay.
I think
Peyton is, right?
No, I think they're doing a show calling a game together, but it's not for, like, the national broadcast. ESPN team, no.
Okay. Okay. I was about to say. Okay. We end the week with the Ravens and Raiders. This is an interesting game. You have Lamar Jackson versus that Raiders team. I think the Raiders could be actually pretty good. But I think Baltimore goes in there and wins. Not easily, but just hard to win in Vegas. You know what I mean? Because it's in Vegas. Don't be surprised if the Raiders win because it's in Vegas. Everybody's going to be on the Ravens, so.
I think the Ravens should win easily, though.
Yeah. That's what we said last year when New Orleans went in there and lost. So.
Yeah.
It's hard to play in Vegas when there's Vegas, when there's gambling in part of it. But, yeah, those were our week one predictions. I'll go ahead and give my Super Bowl prediction right now. I'm going to say the Chiefs and Rams, and I think the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a good prediction. I want to hold off to that. I can't say that. I don't know what these teams look like. I think it's a fair shot of a fair preseason game to say, to come up with a saying that these first teamers are going to go. So it's going to take me a while. I got to give 2 or 3 weeks worth of football to say, pick my playoff teams and all that other good stuff.
Okay. We'll get back to that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Do you want to give any division picks besides the Eagles? Do you have any?
Well,
NFC West, you have.
NFC West, I'll take. You know, I want to go Seattle. NFC West. The East, I'm taking the Eagles. The North, I'm taking Green Bay. The South, I want to say Tampa Bay. I don't want Tampa Bay to win, but I have to say Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is the only experienced team out of that. At AFC side, I want to take the Colts. The North, I wouldn't be surprised, but I would like to see the Browns win the North title.
Yeah.
I think they'll build up on a year. They'll surprise. I want to see the Browns win the North. I said the Colts win the South. The East, I'm going with the Dolphins. And the West, I'm going with Kansas City.
Okay. I'll go Washington to win the East. Buffalo to win the AFC East. I have the Colts win the AFC South. I have Tampa Bay winning the NFC South. I have they winning the NFC North. I have the Browns winning the AFC North. I have the Chiefs winning the AFC West, and the Rams winning the NFC West. So I think we agree for some, at least.
Yeah.
But, Grant, that was a good show. Thank. We'll see you guys Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. And thank you, Clarence. Enjoy your night.
You're welcome. All right, you too.
And we'll see you next week. Depending on our schedules, we'll make that announcement.
Yeah, we'll work here. I'll let you know Friday about next week.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Clarence.
All right. You're welcome.
Later.
Later.